Professionally, I serve as a counselor. The number one question people ask me all the time is, "Do you get depressed from listening to sad stories all day?" My answer is the same each time, and that is no. From my perspective, I don't see myself as listening to sad stories all day. I think to myself, "You trusted me. You trusted and you chose me to be vulnerable with, to share your thoughts, your feelings. Thank you for trusting me." One of the reasons I am able to consistently maintain a state of peace, joy, and happiness is because I stay thankful for my heartbeat. Every human action starts with a heartbeat. Without a heartbeat, you don't have life. If I take it a step above that, everything inside and outside of my body works. This makes me thankful. If you're listening to this post, that means you are alive and you have the ability to hear and listen. That is a positive, something to be thankful for. My heartbeat means a lot to me. When I think about the men and women that have fought for this country and left as a whole person but returned emotionally, spiritually, or physically altered in some way that impacts their relationships with themselves or others, I feel it is my servant duty to use my heartbeat to create happiness for myself and others. What will you do with your heartbeat today? If you feel stuck in any way, ask for help. Asking for help is a part of the something you can do. There are too many human heartbeats on this earth willing to offer a helping hand. Disconnect from the shame. Disconnect from the pride. Nobody has to suffer. There is power in your heartbeat. There are two things I want you to do today. One, acknowledge the power of your heartbeat. And two, be thankful that your heartbeat exists.